This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 13th. I'm Paul Plack. Sun Country Airlines says the court's okay to proceed with its reorganization plan, including payments to some creditors and equity in the company for others. Sabreliner broke ground last week for its newest aircraft stripping and painting facility in Perryville, Missouri. The company says it'll add 400 jobs over the next 4 years. The Aerospace Industries Association says it will push to get federal stimulus funds used to buy new cockpit equipment required for participation in next-gen ATC. SpaceX reports it has formalized a commercial agreement with Astrium to provide dedicated launch services to the European institutional small satellite market. Data from NASA's Phoenix Mars lander suggests liquid water has interacted with the Martian surface throughout the planet's history and into modern times. NATA is praising the DOT for addressing pilot hours of service rules for Part 121 airlines without forcing the same set of rules on Part 135 operations. All Nippon Airways is getting set to launch a new low-cost airline for Japan. Chinese financiers will own a third of the company, and operations should start late next year. A Royal Navy Merlin helicopter squadron is deploying to the Horn of Africa and the Gulf of Aden to carry out anti-piracy operations. And the Pennsylvania State Department of Transportation is hosting an aviation-related art contest for kids in grades 1 through 5. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwave says, if you show up for a check ride with a glass panel, you need to know more about it than what all the buttons do. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.